We're in Chaf Amud Aleph. Last week we began the parak, and we were introduced to some ideas as to the latest times one can daven shachris, which is toward the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph, where the fourth parak begins. And the Mishnah did bring a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma, focusing on the opinion of the Rabbanon, which says we have until Chatzos, till midday. We asked the question because we did see that in the event that someone missed that time slot, you could always daven Shacharis in the afternoon. So you would daven Mincha twice. So we see that in fact it's not the case that one has to daven Shacharis only up until midday. And the Gemara answered that it's true that you could daven in the afternoon, but you do not receive the same level of sechar, and that's the language that the Gemara gives, that when a person davens before chatzos, not only you get the reward for having daven, but also sechar tefillah bezmana in this time. So we are now on the third wide line, and we're going to be discussing at length some more of the laws of tashlumen, which is the focus of the next lines to the end of this Amud, as well as the beginning of the Amud. Okay, fine. So let's continue. Iboilhu tavlo hispala mincha. So the statement that we previously mentioned discussed if a person missed shachris, a person missed marav, but it doesn't mention anything about missing mincha. So in this, the Gemara asks Mahu, what's the din shispal arvishtayim? Is a person allowed to daven the marav? And then, as we know, the way that Tashlumen works is the first davening, the first Shemoneh Esrei, is for the Chov, is the one that you're supposed to daven. And then the second Shemoneh Esrei is the makeup one. The Tashlumen is always the latter one. So the question is, do we allow you to do this also by Marav, that you can daven two Marav? So why would you say not? So he says as follows, Im tim soloimer tovo hispal arvis mispal shachrish shtayim. We did mention that if you missed Marav, that you can daven two Shemoneh Esreis in the morning, perhaps Mishum Dechad Yomahu. At least it has the same day. It's all within the same day. Dechsev, Yerevi Boki Yamelchot. You know that the night begins the day, so therefore if you miss Marav, so you can daven Shacharis twice, because it's at least within that same halachic day. Abahacha, but over here, since tefillah b'makom karban hi, we know that's one of the reasons why we daven is instead of the karbanos, which we're lacking. So b'kivan d'aver yomo batal karbano. So now that the day has passed, perhaps we should say the karban cannot be brought because it's a new day. So you can't make up for that day before, and therefore we should similarly say if you miss mincha for whatever reason, you miss the Shemoneh Esrei b'shogeg by mincha, that you cannot daven two marvs at night. That's one side. O dilma kivan salus harachmi he koleimos deboy masav yalsam. Perhaps you should look at it a different way. The whole inyan of davening, yes, it is a carbon. It corresponds to the carbonos, as we'll see eventually in Amud Beis. But it is also an element of rachmim, asking for compassion. So therefore, Kol Amos de Boy Matzlev Yosel. Anytime a person wishes, they should be able to ask for this compassion, this rachman. And therefore, if you miss Mincha, you should be able to daven Marav twice. So the question is, how far do we go to compare Tefillah to the Karbanos? If we're going to compare it all the way, then you shouldn't be able to make up Mincha by two Marvs. But if you want to look at the Shemoneh Esrei as rachamim, if you want that's your focus, then in fact you should be able to daven Marav twice for a Tashlum. So that's the Gemara's question. So Toshma, the Gemara gives the answer to this question. The Amar Abhuna Bar Yehuda, Amar Abhi Yitzchak Amar Abhi Yochanan Tov, lo hispal mincha. So this is very clear what the answer is. Mispal arvis beis. A person is allowed to daven, and one should daven, two evening Shemoneh Esreis. The ein bozeh mishum d'avri yom batal karbon. We do not apply this principle of over yom abata karbono, that once the day has passed, the carbon can only be brought in this regard. Tashlumin is permissible to have two marvs in the event that one missed mincha. So the answer is, when it comes to shachris, when it comes to mincha, and when it comes to marv, that is the ruling, that a person is always allowed to daven another a second Shemona Esrei Marmar.
So why didn't Bryce leave it out? Why didn't Bryce say it?
Build up our suspense. No, that's a good question. I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not sure that it perhaps did not leave it out. But what it probably did was as follows. There you go.
What
it probably...
the whole reason was, so if I doubt...
I'll answer your question in a second. Go ahead.
If I doubt the Tefillah, I'm sure I forgot, I missed it.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to doubt two Shemona Esrei, one right after the other. It takes me 4 minutes to doubt. What is the purpose of the Tefillah? Is your bakashas. Why do I have to make two bakashas? Mm-hmm. In other words, what I'm saying to you is, the purpose of Tefillah is your davening.
Right.
Okay. You're asking for certain things. I finished it. Okay.
It's good.
Why in 4 minutes again am I doing it again? But the idea of when it was a carbon, I could understand something.
Right.
But here, I'm repeating the Shemon Esrei, where I asked for the identical thing 4 minutes ago.
Right. So. You're not talking about Tashum Tam in general?
Yeah.
So, obviously, even though it's the same Shemon Esrei, well, first of all, the purpose of the Shemon Esrei is not to be a nag and ask for the same thing. Give me wealth, give me wealth, give me health, and all of a sudden, it's like a child begging for a cookie, and the answer is no, 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 and stop asking me already. Tefillah, the purpose is to show our dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show that God is the source of our health.
4 minutes ago, do I have to ask for dependence again 4 minutes ago?
One has to tap into the three elements of the day, the morning, afternoon, and night. Those three times, there are different kavanas, even though it's the same words, but different experiences and during those points in one's day should trigger off different emotions saying those same words. That's the...
chakras is dependence.
Yeah.
Well,
so you should say 10 times if you're dependent.
Correct.
I just learned something this morning,
yes,
very interesting.
It's true.
Of the, it's not Shemon Esrei, but they asked the question in, you know, the art school said that you learn something every day, Chumash, you know, I forget the name of it.
Daily Dose or something? Go ahead. Well, I don't know.
No, there's the art school that you learn Chumash,
right. Right, right.
So they brought up today and helped us of the Siddha, the answer of Hashkiveinu. And by my repeat, it's not Gula, Samantha Tefillah.
Right.
So they ask the question, why, what is it? So that's the exact answer. Because at night, we have fears at night.
Right.
And that's the reason you're able to do that. It's a different set kavana.
Right.
So they change it for at night. It's changed.
Right.
To, and yet it's still a part of the Gula. But you're saying Hashkiveinu, for the reason of, and it quotes the pasuk.
We touched upon it last night, actually. That there's the Rabbeinu Yonah brings down that. There's different reasons, but it says Mimnei Hamazikin. There's certain dangers, and also Mishnah Berurah brings down, and the students of Rabbeinu Yonah, that as the Bnei Yisrael were redeemed by seeing all these terrible things happen, they were concerned that this would also happen to them. So the Indian of Marv is to be protected.
Same, I think, right.
So
they're emphasizing talk of the night, like you say.
Right.
Here, the person has to think different thoughts in Shemon Esrei, we have to say.
Right.
You have to have different thoughts. Otherwise, just rambling through it again a second time to me is like...
Well, that's the goal, is to try not to do that, which is not so easy. Easier said than done.
Well, but, he says over here, you're asking for Rachman. So if you, isn't it better to ask twice Rachman?
Sure, yeah, it is. Then you should say
20
times. Keep saying it.
Right.
Also, that you're showing the recognition that you missed, and that these 3 times a day you have to ask for Rachman. And if you're asking for Rachman 2 times a day, you're coming up short. So you need that other Shemon Esrei in order to fulfill what your obligation is to do.
So I want to address your question, which perhaps we could have mentioned it last week, but now it's really the same brisa. But if the Gemara asked a question before, this is last week's question, and about is Chatzos really the last time one can daven. So we brought, tried to disprove it through the means of a brisa, and it said as follows: Tovlo hispal arvis mispal shachar shtayim, shachars mispal mincha shtayim. Okay? So, Avi, when it was brought down, this brisa, it's okay, we only brought down, there's three parts of this brisa. But the whole purpose of bringing down this brisa was only to get to the second part of shachars. The first part, it says, if you made a mistake and didn't daven marv, you can daven shachars twice. And then it says, if you miss shachars, you can daven mincha twice. That was the question. We only wanted to get to that part to be able to address that question of shachars. Then the brisa continues, which we didn't see until now, which is mincha. But it also shows the same sequence of Yehi Rabbi Boker. It starts off with Marv, missing Shachar, and then missing Mincha. So that's the reason why it didn't bring them all down. That's how I understand it. Okay, so with that said, we clearly now understand there is a halacha that when it comes to Mincha, if you missed it, one is allowed to make this up. And if we look in halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, we find this in Sif Beis, which is on the first page, which I stapled a few times over here because I added in some extra pages at the end. But we're on the very first page where it says, Sif Beis Tavolo Hispalel Mincha, Mispal Arvish Shtayim. So clearly this is the halacha, as we just saw in the Gemara. Harishona, the first Shemon Esrei, is Arvis, is the one for our obligation of davening Marib. Vashniel Tashlumen, which is always the rules, that you daven the Tashlumen second. Tavol Hispal Arvis, Mispal Shachris Shtayim, Harishona Shachris Vashniel Latashlumen. Okay? That's the halacha. If you look in the bottom over here, it says, let's just finish the Shulchan Aruch here. Lacher Shomer Yoitzer Shmon Esrei. Next page, Brachos. Yomer Ashrei V'Achachach Hispal Shmon Esrei L'Tashlumei Arvis. And in parentheses, he says, V'chein Kishim Hispal Arvis Shtayim Mishum Do Hispal Mincha Yomer Ashrei Bein Tefila Tefila. So he brings down this inyan of having some break in between the two Shmon Esreis. And in the fact, on the second page, which is not underlined, but it's the on the right side in Mishnah Berurah, which is the sixth line, the second word, where it says Chaf Gimel, it says B'chol Zeh Hu Rak L'Chatchila. Oh, but Medina Ein Tzarach Hafsaka Ben Tefila Tefila Rak Kadei Hilach Arba Amos. So you can't dive in a Shmon Esrei, then second later, you have to walk for almost, so the amount of time it takes to do so, it's a very insignificant amount of time. But in order to be able to break up the tefillah on some level, some do recite Ashrei, especially if one missed that particular tefillah. So that's when it comes to tefillahs mincha. Now this brisa does mention shachars, it does mention mincha, and it does mention marv. But there's one tefillah which is not mentioned, namely musaf. So if you look in Tosos over here on the bottom of Tosos, he cites this as a question. Why is this not mentioned? Why do we not have the mentioning of Musaf over here? He says as follows. Lo boy in tov lo hispal tefilas Musaf. We don't even ask it as a question. Forget about that it's not in the Braisa. We don't even entertain it as a possibility. Which means that if a person misses Musaf, clearly there's no inyan, there's no basis of Tashlumen for Musaf. Why? To Havadai, Einu Mispal of Arvis, Dehech Yikres, a Karbonos, V'Kavar Arvis Man Musaf. As we mentioned, the whole reason when it came to Mincha, we said maybe because it's Rach, maybe you could repeat it. But on the other hand, if it is comparable to the Karbonos, then it can't be. But Musaf is much more comparable to the Karbanos, is that every Tefillas Musaf has in it psukim which relate to that particular day in which a Karban Musaf was brought. So he says, how is it possible that you can read about the Karbanos or have a Shmon Esrei which pertains to the reading of the Karbanos, Karbanos Musaf, and that time has passed, and the next day there is no Karban Musaf to be brought? V'gamo tiknu sheva brachos shel Musaf. El Mishum and Shalom Aparamis Sifoseinu. The whole reason why we have the Shemona Esrei I shouldn't call the Shemona Esrei the seven brachos of Musaf, is because of the inyan of how we do not have the Beis Hamikdash, so therefore our words are instead of and as though we're bringing sacrifices. Certainly when it comes to Musaf, we apply this principle that once the day is passed, the carbon can no longer be brought. When it comes to other types of tefillos, the rachminin hu, and this is the line which people say, halvai shispal adam kohayoyim kulo. I wish that you would daven all day. We don't follow that principle. When it comes to that principle, halvai shispal adam kohayoyim kulo, we don't allow you to just daven freely whenever you want. The only time we apply that principle of halvai shispal adam kohayoyim kulo is if, for some crazy reason, it was a suffix. Did I daven? I can't remember. Did I daven mincha? I can't remember. Then we apply the principle of shis halvai shispal adam kol yom kul, and we allow you to daven another mincha. You probably didn't have a lot of kavanah the first time anyway, if you daven. Ve'en kan over zmanu betfila acheres. So when it comes to this idea of mincha or any other tefillos, we do apply this principle of rachamim. And therefore one is allowed to daven a second Shemona Esrei. However, when it comes to Musaf, in which it's so tied directly to the Karbanos, one cannot daven another Musaf. And that's actually something which we find again in Halacha on our sheets, which we can see in two places. One is in Sif Dal, which is on the second page. It says, which it's not so clearly written over here, but the Mishnah Berurah is going to cite it. Vilkin Sif Beis, in the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Tashlumin Elo Tefila Kasmucha Bilvad, Sifdal, yes. That the Tefila that you can make up can only be the one which is right before it. Shim Tov Lo Hispalel Shachris, Volo Mincha, let's say you were a really bad boy that day, and you were Shachris and Mincha, so you can say, alright, so I'll daven three Marvs. No, it doesn't work like that. Mispal Arvis Shtayim, you are allowed a Tashlumin, but only right. Achron latashlumin mincha. That's it. Avol shachars ein latashlumin v'chein b'shar tefilos. So too, when it comes to other tefilos, you cannot make up for that. So therefore, it sounds like if there's another Shmona Esrei or another davening in between, so you can't make up for the one before. It's brought down, and before we see the Mishnah Berurah, a question that was cited that. So what happens? Let's say, for example, that you didn't daven Musaf, right? And you also didn't daven, let me read this so I don't misquote over here. B'yom sheish bo Musaf. Let's say there's Musaf, and we know that you can only, as we see, there's only Tashlumin for one. So what is the din if there's Musaf, and you missed, for example, also Shachris, for example. So you have Shachris and then let's say Musaf. Was that a good example? Musaf, let's say you missed Musaf and Mincha, right? So the question is, could you make up for the... You can't make up for Musaf, but can you make up for Mincha? Do we say that that's like two tefillos that are intertwined? So he says that's not an issue. First of all, when it comes to Musaf, we just said there's no Tashlumin anyway. And what we look at is the amount of tefillos, the last moment to say it. So the last moment you can say mincha, for example, is until shkia. So therefore, it's not a problem with davening two marvs, even though there was also another tefillah in between. And similarly, he brings down, in the Shalos and Tshuvos Orot Zion, he says as follows, Mi sheshachach lo espal mincha, O ne'ila b'yom ha'kippurim. So a person made a mistake, whatever, he missed mincha or he missed ne'ila, right? So in that situation, the question is whether or not he's allowed to make up on Motzei Yom Kippur, where he's allowed to daven two marivs for having missed, let's say, mincha. So he says, Yesh lomar shehu adin betfilos mincha shel yom kippurim. Ach shehi kodemus l'tfilos ne'ila. Even though mincha came before Nila, nonetheless, you could technically daven mincha all the way until shkia, and therefore it's not an issue of, well, there's two that you missed, okay? He doesn't bring down obviously you can't make up both, but one and not the other. Now let's look into the Mishnah Berurah over here by Hasmucha. Kosva Achronim. Shein Tvilas Musav Moyel Lahashlama. That Musav, as we mentioned before, in the Gemara, in the Tosfos rather, you cannot make up. Dainu Shim Chaser Shachris. Biyom Sheishbo Musav. So this is kind of what we just said before. If you miss Shachris and there is Musav, Lo Yochel Hashem is Spal Musav Stein. So you cannot have in two Musavs. In lieu of the Shachris.
That's different than Musav.
Right, it is different. It is different, right. But you certainly would be able to daven second mincha. Im shachach shachris v'spal el musaf. So if a person forgot shachris and he did daven musaf, and daven lo over zman shachris, if you hachis spal shachris. So you daven, for whatever reason, you daven musaf first, you could always daven shachris afterwards, fine. Misha shachach lo hispal shachris musaf, v'nisker b'mincha. Maybe this is what I was saying. A person who forgot and did not daven shachris and Musaf, and he remembers in the afternoon, he spelled Mincha, V'yachorach Musaf, V'yachorach Shachris. This is a little, yeah, the same. It's still the Zman of Musaf, so that's not an issue. And then you can daven Shachris as a Tashlum. V'im yispal Musaf Koyde Mincha Yatzav. You daven in the different orders, that's not an issue. But this is actually more brought down in Sif Vav, which is much more clear. He says, and the top of the third page says, Avar Kol Hayom, Lo hispala musav, ein lo tashlumen. So if a person didn't daven musav the entire day, and now it's the night time, you cannot make it up. So that's very clear in halacha that one is not to make up in the event of musav being missed. So let's continue with the Gemara.
Is there a distinction between shakach and
shakach? Which words?
Well, not the same word. I mean, there's different types of forgetting. Forgetting is, I forgot, or I'm busy, and I don't
have time. Oh, you got drunk,
he says? Right. Last week we mentioned in the Sif Aleph, it discusses on the Mishnah Berurah examples of, it has to be, as we're going to now see in the Gemara, it has to be, as you said, a mistake, an accident, as opposed to something which was bemazed. And it gives certain examples of a person is sick, a person is intoxicated, a person just overslept. We don't apply when it comes to Shachris and Mincha. When it comes to Marv, we saw in the second Tosfos that because Marv is Rishus, one technically is allowed to be engaged in one mitzvah, provided that mitzvah would pass if you don't daven it right away, if you don't, you're not engaged in that mitzvah. But other than that, it's not really an excuse. That's not an excuse. You have to stop davening. You have to stop in order to daven. Okay, let's continue.
If I'm going too far out on a limb, I don't want to hold up the learning. Okay. But let me ask you a question. There's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. He misses Musaf the first day. We're going to come to it? Okay, fine.
Yeah, it's going to
be Musaf? Al Musaf? Yeah? That's my...
Go ahead. Go ahead. Ask the question.
If we establish the fact that Maariv, he could make up if he missed Mincha, he could do two Maarivs, right?
Right.
Even though it's technically another day.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So now you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
You missed Musaf the first day Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
You should be able to make it up by the next Musaf, no?
Go ahead.
But each one is different. That's different. Because each one is Shayach because there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Let's assume there would only be hypothetically 1 day. First of all, Rosh Chodesh is not really 2 days. If you look at a calendar, it says Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's the 30th day of the last month, and not the first day. Rosh Chodesh really is the
first
day.
There is a Musaf of that day.
But it's not the Rosh Chodesh.
But I hear what you're saying.
I don't know why it really is, but I want to understand.
I think the answer falls under the term Aver Yomo Aver Zmano Batal Karbano, which sounds like once you missed it, you missed it. Doesn't make a difference.
It's hard, though.
Go ahead.
So then to make up Mincha by Maariv would be important.
That's only because of Rachman. The whole concept of Tashlumen
is completely tied, not on the Tefillah of Rachman.
Right.
In fact, it don't have Rachman.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Let's see the Gemara.
Well, what is the whole reasoning then? Being that you said Rosh Chodesh is not. And when you have a two-day Rosh Chodesh,
okay,
the first day is Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is the 30th day.
Well, it, okay.
It's always the 30th day.
Yes.
And the second day is Aleph the Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
So why, when okay. we have 2 days,
right?
Why do we have the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? Okay.
No Rosh Hashanah.
And what?
No Rosh Hashanah.
I mean, is it because of the so going from town to town with the moon like a yontif, like the Shlosh Regalim?
Let's go. Why is there
an Erev Rosh Chodesh?
Witnesses.
Why is there sometimes 2 days of Rosh Chodesh?
Yes.
Sometimes
why is there sometimes 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? And it's not. You see, it's not Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the first day.
Right.
Out. Erev Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day. Because you know, if you say Tilim.
Right. But it could have been. But it could have been. That day could have been Rosh Chodesh. That day that we're calling Erev Rosh Chodesh on our calendar now, which we're holding first day Rosh Chodesh, could technically have been Rosh Chodesh at the time of Beis Hamikdash.
And it all boils down to the fact that there's a certain amount of days in the year, and there's 12 months in that year, and so some of the months have to be Moleh, some have to be Chaser, some have to have 30 days in them, some have to have 29 days in the month. Otherwise, the calendar would not be able to adjust itself. So that's the reason why.
The first day be Rosh Hashanah, should be Shavuot, whether it has 29 or 30 days.
Good.
What?
Why can't the first day?
Someone's 30, someone's 29, but the Aleph is Rosh Chodesh for each one, all 12.
That's a good question.
And you don't
right.
have
good. I like that.
Good point. I don't know. That's a valid point. I'm not sure. Okay, let's continue. Tashma. 5 lines on the bottom. Tashma, the Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Tavolo Hispal Mincha, Hispal Armish Beis. So you're allowed to, if you miss Mincha, as we said, not a problem. And we said, V'in Mazem Yishum Navar Yom about the Karbonos. That was the answer. Meisveil asked you a question. It says in the Pasuk in Koheles, Moslo Yochel Iskoin, Sernlo Yochel Himonos. So something which is bent cannot be fixed, something which is missing cannot be counted. So what exactly is the drasha that we learn out from this pasuk? Follows. Moslo Yochel Iskoin, something which is bent, something which is destroyed and crooked cannot ever be fixed. What is that referring to? Because sometimes things are bent, you could fix. So it's referring to the following situation. Zeh shebatal krishma shel arvis, krishma shel shachris. If you missed shachris, saying the shema, or at night. O tefila shel arvis, o tefila shel shachris. If a person missed marv, or he missed davening shmoneh esrei of shachris, you can't make it up. Which is will be the Gemara's question. What do you mean? Isn't there a whole concept of Tashlumin? And here it says, once you miss Shachris, once you miss Marv, you can't make it up. So how could we have established this whole concept of Tashlumin when we see clearly one may not do so? And as we brought down, we'll just continue with this with the rest of the statement. Certainly, Yochli Mandai, something which is missing cannot be counted. Zeh Shenimnu Chaveno V'Dabar Mitzvah V'Lo Nimnu Imahem. It's a situation where your friends are counted to do a mitzvah, and unfortunately, you were excluded from that opportunity of doing that mitzvah. So. What?
It ain't coming back.
Right. So that the question is not on the second part of the pasuk, but we quoted the whole pasuk, so we wanted to explain the whole pasuk. The question is on the first half. The first half told us that when it comes to missing a tefillah, that's it. You can't make it up. So what do you mean? We've been discussing up until now the concept of tashlumin. So the Gemara says there is a fundamental difference over here, and if we're sensitive in the reading, we'd understand the difference. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hacha b'Maiskinan, Shebatal b'Meizid. Shebatal is the lashon that is used when it's discussing something which is bent cannot be fixed. Batal, one who makes it null, which means as though it was done b'Meizid. You purposely said, you know what? I'm not going to Shachris. I'm not going to daven Shachris. I'm going to skip Mariv. I'll do it tomorrow. When a person does not b'Meizid, there is no Tashlumin. Tashlumin only works in the event that it's not done b'mezid. Omer Avashi dekanami. This is, I can prove it to you from the words. Tiktani batal, v'lok tani shma, shma mina. When it came to all the cases that we mentioned before, of one missing davening, it always used the language of ta'a. Mistake. It was a mistake, I forgot. It was a mistake. Shochach, right? Another basic concept of shogeg. It was a mistake, it was an ones. But batal means something which seems deliberate, something which was intentional. In that situation, when a person misses on that level, in that situation, one cannot make up the Shemona Esrei. Okay, and that in fact is codified in Halacha over here. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, we find this. On Siv Zion, which is on the third page, Hazid lo hispalel tefila achas. If a person b'mezid did not daven one of them, ain lo tashlum. Afil b'tefila smuchala. It doesn't make a difference. What Shmon Esrei was the one right preceding it doesn't make a difference. One cannot make it up. You look at Mishnah Berurah over here. He says as follows: Hazid. Umishabal Besach Nesses Samach Arvis Lispal Arvis Miboid Yom. Let's say a person comes to Shul and it's near evening and he davens Marv, but it's still the daytime. But Dayan lo Hispal El Mincha. So he chaps around, he davens early Marv, and he realizes, oh, I never daven Mincha. And he looks outside and it's still shining, the sun is out. So the question is, what is the din of that Tfila Timos Mincha? So again, he missed Mincha because he davened Mariv and it's still light out. So says the Mishnah Berurah on the third page, so you didn't do the right thing. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to daven Mincha while everyone else is davening Mariv. So you see, for some reason they're davening Mariv and you should daven Mincha. That's the same thing, by the way. If let's say a person goes to a shul and says Rosh Chodesh, and you are up to Shachris, and they're about to daven Musaf, it's better to wait for a few moments to daven the Shemoneh Esrei together with the Kehillah, even though it's not the same Shemoneh Esrei. You still get Schar for davening Tefillah but Tzibur. Even if it's,
of Shachris.
Yeah, even though it's not the same Tefillah. But as long as you're davening at the same moment as the Tzibur is davening Ashmona Esrei, that's what you're supposed to do. And therefore, that's the law of Shachris and Musaf. And so too is the din when it comes to Mincha, that you should have davened Mincha while they were davening Marv. You made a mistake and thought, well, I guess I have to daven the same Tfil as well, so you daven Marv. Komakum. Ein l'demoso l'hezid v'l'hispalo. We don't look at your Shmona Esrei as that you skipped Mincha deliberately, because you really deliberately skipped Mincha. Because you realize, you know what, I guess I have no choice. I better daven Marv, because that's what everyone else is doing. I better daven Marv. Now it's light out. Kivon shedayin lover zman ha-mincha. Because at this point, really, you didn't pass the zman mincha anyway, because it's still light out. So therefore, you're allowed to daven afterwards a Shmon Esrei of mincha. V'af im tim saloymar. She'iyev shel espal tfilos mincha ba'oys ha-shah. Even if you want to tell me you couldn't have daven at that time, Kivon shekvar also laila b'tfilos arvis, even though it's light out, but you made the day turn into night
by davening
Marv. Right, so it has the halachic status by you as Marv. Mikom makom lo yehe ela arvis shtayim. So it'll be like you daven Marv twice. V'eshniel atashlumi mincha. So it's not that, even though it's light out, that you're davening a mincha after Mariv, because once you daven Mariv, it's night. It's considered night. It doesn't make a difference what it looks like outside. To you, it's night. Just like on Shabbos. Once you daven, Kabbal Shabbos, it's Shabbos. Even though you're outside and you see other people driving their cars and you're waving, wishing them good Shabbos, to you, it is Shabbos. To you, it's night. So therefore, it's a tashlum.
Isn't it a big thing that you're not supposed to say good Shabbos to them?
Probably is not the right thing to do, but it is still strange seeing people driving around on Shabbos when it's not it's not really Shabbos. But yeah.
Jewish people do Shabbos before Shabbos, so.
That's true also, right? So just a good Erev Shabbos. A good Erev Shabbos. The idea is that you've created the essence of night for yourself. Ve'imhu Rosh Chodesh, Yaskir Yalvi Avagam Mishniya. So it says that, let's say in this situation, it's not Shabbos, it's Rosh Chodesh, so you should say Yalvi Yavo also by the second one. In other words, you missed the Mincha, you daven Marv, that Marv, that night became Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
So you should also, in the Tashlumin, also say Yalvi Yavo. The second Shmon Esrei also should have Yalvi Yavo in it. Why? because you have to. One of the rules of Tashlumin is Kivan Shkvar Kibo Lav Rosh Chodesh. Once you've established that today is now Rosh Chodesh, B'mashi Hisker B'Yalv Yavo in the Mariv with the rest of everyone else, you said it. V'adin im. What that means is now it's Rosh Chodesh. So by Tashlumin, you have to acknowledge what time it is right now. That's the way it works. Tashlumin is not that you say the Shmon Esrei for the day before. It has to be where you are currently, even though you're making up for something which you missed maybe even the day before, which of course is going to get technical on Omid Beis when it gets into Shabbos and the like, which we're going to discuss. The Gemara is going to discuss. But who adin im erakim b'Shabbos yispal hashniyah gam kin shel Shabbos. It's the same thing. That when it comes to, this the Gemara is going to see, so we're not going to get too much in here, but if you miss Mincha Friday afternoon, and you're down in two Marivs, so the second Mariv, the Tashlumin also has to be of Shabbos. The Shabbos Shmona Esrei. Even though the Shmona Esrei that you're making up is for a weekday Shmona Esrei, nonetheless that's what's done. How is one allowed to do that? We're going to discuss that on Amud Beis. So let's spend a couple more moments by turning to the Amud Beis, Tanur Rabbanan. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. So now we're continuing along this theme of Tashlumin. Tavlo yispal mincha be'erev Shabbos, mispal b'leil Shabbos shtayim. So a person made a mistake, and that's always going to be the key words over here, because it's not b'mezid, right? And you did not daven mincha on Friday afternoon, so you can daven. You daven at night, which is Shabbos, shtayim, two times. And you notice in brackets is the aleph, which brings us to the Hagos Hagra, which the my Gemara is on the toward the bottom left, in which the Vilna Gaon inserts into the Gemara the language of shtayim shel Shabbos. I don't know if you see that in the Hagos Hagra. But he mentions that the Shmona Esrei that you daven, certainly the first one, which is the Friday night Mariv davening, of course is Shel Shabbos, but even the second one also is for Shabbos. Okay, which is the principle, the rule of Tashlumin. You have to daven what it is currently. Tavo hispal mincha b'Shabbos. So if a person made a mistake and didn't daven, let's say Shabbos afternoon, mispalel b'moitzi Shabbos shtayim. In that situation, you again daven two Shmoneh Esreis, but you daven two Shmoneh Esreis shel chol, two weekday Shmoneh Esreis. Of course, the Mariv is the regular one with everyone else on Saturday night. Then the second Shmoneh Esrei that you daven is also a weekday Shmoneh Esrei, even though you're making up for Shabbos mincha which you missed. Now the Gemara asks a question. The problem is Havdalah. We recite in the Mariv Shmoneh Esrei Atachan Antanu. The question is, do you say Atachan Antanu twice? Do you say it once? And if it's once, you don't make Havdalah twice. You don't have to make Havdalah twice. So you probably have to say it once. So the question is, which Shmoneh Esrei should you say the Atachan Antanu in the event that you miss Mincha on Shabbos afternoon? So the Gemara says as follows: Mavdil b'Rishona, they know Mavdil b'Shniya. Very logical. You make the Havdalah, the Atachan Antanu in the first one Esrei, because that is the one that you're, what everyone else is doing. The second one, which is the Tashlumin, you don't say. And if you look in Rashi on the top left, he explains the logic in this, and this is basically just, again, an overview of what Tashlumin is. Mavdil b'Rishona, Pam Rishona, the first time is spal b'shvil tefilah shel achshav. That's the principle. That you daven the tefilah shel achshav right now, which the one is you're obligated to do. You have to do your obligation first. L'fichach, therefore, it's logical to say, Amr b'havdol b'chaynin Hadas, that's the Shmona Esrei number one, in which you insert the Havdalah paragraph. Vashnia, he b'shvil tashlumi tefil Shabbos enu ma'abdilba. When it comes to the second one, which is just the Tashlumin, that is something which you do not need to, you do not say Havdalah in. So the question is, what if you're a little bit confused? All these halachos are so confusing. So the halach is, you make Havdalah in the first Shmona Esrei, not in the second Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara asks, what if you mix it up. This is what Gemara says. Ve'im hivdil b'shniya, v'lo hivdil b'rishona.
You didn't say in the first one.
You didn't say in the first one. And You said in the and you said it only in the second one. So, are you okay? Is everything fine? So halachas like the shnia also lo, rishon lo also lo. The second Shemoneh Esrei was good because the second Shemoneh Esrei we're going to look at as the one that you were supposed to really have daven first with the havdalah. The rishona, the first one, which you should have said the havdalah in. Since you didn't say Atachanan Tanu in that Shemoneh Esrei, which you should have, it's nothing, which means you're going to have to daven a third Shemoneh Esrei. Exactly. So therefore, the second Shemoneh Esrei would be like your Mariv, and then the third Shemoneh Esrei, you'll make sure you don't have to say the Havdalah. So the Gemara asks the question, what is the din on any typical day, any typical Saturday, if a person forgot to say Atachanan Tanu in the Shemoneh Esrei? If you just didn't say it, do you have? Are you chozel rosh? The halacha, you have to say the Shemoneh Esrei again. So this is what the Gemara.
If where you forgot, where you remembered.
Let's say you forgot, you down the whole Shemoneh Esrei. You say, you know what? I didn't say it at all.
Never
said it. Didn't say.
Then you have to go back.
Baruch.
Go back.
Let's see what the Gemara says. Lememra. I'm just trying to build up the suspense here. We'll see what the Gemara says. The Kivan to Abdu the Kamaisa command to Tzolinam. You're telling me just because you didn't say Abdullah in the first one, Esther, in the Kamaisa in the first one, command to Tzolinam, it's as though you didn't daven. And we require you to repeat that Shmona Esther. I mean, I'll ask you a question. Tavu Hiskeburska Shaman Betrias Mesa. A person doesn't say Mashiach Rachman Geshem, Vishal Ben Berchas Hashanim, or Vesain Talmud of Racha. So the halach is Machzir Noso. If you missed those few words, or you said the wrong formula, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But here's the punchline over here. Havdalah b'chonin adas. Let's say on Saturday night you forgot to mention the Havdalah paragraph of Atachanan Tanu and paragraph of Chonin adas. Ain machzir noso. Why? Because Havdalah, you didn't lose the opportunity of Havdalah. You can always say the Havdalah
alakos. In the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you go back. Or say it with a bracha.
There are
places where you can say with a bracha. You can say with Atah Shamei Fila before you say Atah.
Yeah, there's certain places.
Atah Hanantano, and then you say Atah Shamei Fila.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. So the question the Gemara is asking over here is, this makes no sense. If the halacha is that if you missed the Havdalah, you missed Atah Hanantano, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So why in this situation?
So let's say the first Shemoneh Esrei he made was with the missed and that's Marav.
Exactly. So, how does the Gemara answer this problem? The Gemara answers, Kasha. It's a question. And that's it. The Gemara doesn't give an answer to this question.
No, because obviously, what about the idea that obviously when he said it in the second Shemoneh Esrei, his Kavona was the second Shemoneh Esrei was supposed to be Marav, not Mincha.
Correct.
So how can you say then that the first one Esther was Marav? So that his Kavonis could have been two Maravs over here. You understand?
I think it may be getting...
First one Esther is supposed to be Marav.
Right.
He didn't say Atachim Antonov.
Correct.
So fine, very good. Under normal circumstances, he wouldn't have to go back.
Correct.
Now he's supposed to say Atashlum and Shmon Esrei for Mincha.
Right.
But he put Atachim Antonov into that Shmon Esrei.
Good.
Which made that a Marav Dik Shmon Esrei.
Correct.
His kavon is all kavon was to make that Marav Dik Shmon Esrei.
Very good.
So he said two Marav Shmon Esrei over here. That's why the first one is nothing.
Correct. Very good. That's the way that a general principle is that when the Gemara gives... Sometimes when there's a very difficult question, sometimes the Gemara says Tiyufta, and sometimes the Gemara says Kasha. The difference is Tiyufta is checkmate. There's no way out of it. Kasha is there's an answer, but the question is stronger than Teretz, so we don't even present the answer. But Mefarshim give that pshat, is that even though it's true when it comes to a typical time, if you miss the Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei, it's fine, but it shows in your actions that in the event... that since you mentioned the Havdalah service the second time, shows that...
You're all messed up.
Right, it shows that the whole Tashlumin principle...
wasn't working.
Right, and therefore you have to do... the first one has to be the Tefillah Shel Achshav. I want to conclude by showing you this in Halacha. And there's a lot more to discuss. There's a huge tosis over here. There's a lot more on this inyan. But just to... wrap this up. find it over here. What is it? Okay, so if you. Yeah.
Tavlo
his bal mincha m'shabes, mispal m'moitzi shabes shteim shochol. This is a fiyud. Person made a mistake and you did not daven mincha on Shabbos. You can daven. You daven two marivs. Mavdil b'rishona, says the Shulchan Aruch, as we establish in the Gemara, you make the havdalah the first time. Then a mavdil b'shniya. If you made that mistake, shni also lo, rishona lo also lo, which means that this is exactly what we paskin like in halacha, as the Gemara said. But you should know, v'im hivdil b'shtehen, if you said atachan antanu both times, olo hivdil b'shtehen yatsa. If you didn't say havdalah either time, you are yatsa, because we mentioned if you miss havdalah, doesn't matter, right? Because the goes. So the whole problem is only because of the way that you did it in that particular format. So if you look, and there's a lot more to discuss, but let's just conclude by looking at the words in the Mishnah Berurah over here. He says, first of all, the reason why you make Havdalah only one time, the first time, not the second, why should you make Havdalah the second time? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum da Havdalah da'i b'pamacha. So once you make Havdalah once, that's sufficient. Looking at Chavtas, lo asalo. This really, as Avi said, answers the Gemara's question, but for some reason the Gemara doesn't cite this as a teretz. And Tosas also has another question about another possible answer, but Mishnah Berurah says that the first Shemona Esrei, the principle of Tashulman, is that the first one has to be the Chova, the one that you everyone is doing, which is for Marv. By you not saying Havdalah in the first one, gives the impression that the first one is your Tashlumin. And the fact that you then, the second one shows clearly, because as the Shulchan Aruch said, if you didn't say it a second time Havdalah, then you're all set. Right? Sometimes less is more. L'chein sarach lachsu ismalel achas l'tashlumin below havdalah. Therefore, you would have to do a third Shemoneh Esrei without atachan antanu. So it's only because the second Shemoneh Esrei that you said afterwards with havdalah shows that you made a mistake in the whole concept of what tashlumin is, and it has to be in that particular order. However, if you look at my little star over here, im kivin. Let's say you're really confused. Your kavana, the machshav tov, and your thought process, sherishona v'chayuva v'shni l'tashlum. You just didn't know all these halachos. You knew that the first one is for the chov, and the second one is tashlum. And that's what you were thinking. Rumasha hipech havdalah hayabataos. The reason why I said the havdalah the second time and the first time, it was just a mistake. V'shogach v'nischavin klal. So even though you actually followed the rules of the Gemara, exactly. So therefore, it all depends on what you were thinking as far as Tashlum is concerned. I just want to conclude with one last thought. An interesting question cited Rav Chaim Brisker. So what happens in the event, let's say a person does not daven Mariv, there's more discussion about Havdalah, but I just want to conclude with this idea. A person did not daven Mariv on Motzi Shabbos, in which, of course, Motzi Shabbos, you were supposed to say Havdalah. Now, you know that the halach would be, you'd have to say two Shemoneh Esreis in the morning of Shachar. So the question is, what is the din? Which of the two Shemoneh Esreis should you say Havdalah in?
Which is another thing.
You
make Havdalah.
Second.
But
you didn't make Havdalah.
Well, you have you to make Havdalah, right?
You
make
Havdalah? You could. Not yet.
No.
Let's say you didn't. Let's just say you didn't.
Okay, he didn't make Havdalah.
So, according to what we just learned, the second one in Shachar should be...
Why? Because the Shacharis is the Chol.
And then the second one is the Tashlum.
Rav Chaim Brisker passes not like that. He says when it comes to Havdalah, it does not connected to the Shemoneh Esrei. The Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei is that the very first time that you daven a Shemoneh Esrei, Havdalah must be recited. And therefore, the inyan, when it comes to Tashlumin, is different when it comes to the Havdalah of Sunday morning, that you would have to say the Havdalah in the Shemona Esrei number one, because that's the first opportunity, the first Shemona Esrei for one to say Havdalah. Atachanan Tanu is the Havdalah. Go ahead.
I made Havdalah in the house. I forgot Shimon Esrei. I made Havdalah in the house. And now the next morning, I know I didn't, for some reason, say the Shimon Esrei.
Right.
So you're saying that I have to make the Atachanan Tanu. What is Atachanan Tanu? Atachanan Tanu, if I say Atachanan Tanu, and right, I don't make Havdalah until Tuesday, which I have a right not to make until Tuesday, I'm Yaitzer.
Okay.
That's a form of Havdalah.
Right.
So if I'm making Havdalah,
yes,
why the Atachanan Tanu is like a reinforcement of Havdalah?
Correct.
So if it's a reinforcement of Havdalah,
it's a prelude to.
Right. But yeah. Why? No, it's not a prelude. If I say Atachanan Tanu, and I want to go out and ride my car and not say Havdalah until Tuesday, I can perfectly do it.
Yeah, we're going to see. We'll see next time. Tosis brings down a Gemara. It has to do with people who are not wealthy. They couldn't afford wine, so they instituted a Havdalah in the Shemona Esrei.
Okay, so that fortifies what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is that Atachanan Tanu, the second Atachanan Tanu,
yes,
is saying shouldn't be with the first Shemona Esrei. I should be obligated to say with the first Shemona Esrei.
This is what he passes. He says it's not totally with the first.